You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. All the words still in my mind.
I went to the Hindu temple, poured milk among the flowers. You caught me smiling, smiling at the edges. Afterwards we sat at the cafe across from the funeral parlor. Sure, there was enough to go around, but I was full, so full I could drown. We talked about it in the evening light. You said out loud how you were scared. Stayed in your own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. And all the words are still in my mind. I go to the house where memories live, and all that is left of the world's first cities is splendor and sorrow, duty and dust. Her gold will melt, there are no returns. Listening for the unquiet dead, we are not the smoke, we are the fire. When the space came, I felt like I might disappear. We talked about it in the morning light. To be honest, I was scared at the sight. What is electric takes a spark to ignite. Lovers leave in their own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me 'cause you're crazy, crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy. Come on, darling, save me. All the words are still in my mind. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy, like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. Darling, all the words still in my mind. Move on, find someone new, pick yourself up, start over. A thousand stars could come and go, and we'd still be learning how to be courageous fools, waking up to the dawn each day. When I drove so fast to reach you, I knew you'd be there.
That was Reb Fountain with the gorgeous track Samson, and we've got Reb on the line. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's such a pleasure. We're chatting to you because you've put out a wonderful new single called Don't You Know Who I Am? And also, you've got an album coming out tomorrow, which is very exciting. How are you feeling?
Oh, well, it's a surreal time, right? For all
yeah.
I mean, I feel really excited about sharing with people, and it's also super weird to be releasing a record amidst the global pandemic.
Yeah.
So, you know, it feels like uncharted territory, but I guess, you know, not feeling very like an essential worker, it's great to have something that I can share and I can gift to people at this time. So, you know, I'm just rolling with it.
I think that's a good way to roll, definitely. And I think that's something that lots of people have appreciated generally, as musicians who've been releasing music across this time. It is kind of a wonderful thing because art and music is what carries people through times of crisis. So it's really awesome to have wonderful new things to listen to and think about in a strange time. And you've kind of been riding the wave since WOMAD as well, because that was kind of one of the last weekends where we got to see live music in New Zealand. How was that for you?
That was quite a crazy experience because we literally packed our bags to go directly from WOMAD over to the US and Canada, and just kind of got the call as we were driving down here that it wasn't going to be happening. So, it was amazing that we actually got to play that festival. I miss my band and I miss performing so much. And then I guess, but from that, things have shifted so dramatically and there certainly hasn't been any gigs. It's been very much lockdown central. Yeah, so I guess from there it's been like a process of working out how to be and how to interact and how to connect with folks, because that's the thing about music, right? It's all about that connection that we have with one another and performing and listening and wanting to really find ways of doing that. And it's really difficult when you can't have that physical connection. So for me, I guess I've been focusing on how can I get this album out to people in a direct way.
Totally. So what have you been thinking about, I guess, obviously everything's changed a lot recently, but what were you sort of thinking about when you were putting this record together? What was, I guess, the like starting point for some of these tracks coming together?
Really, the sort of impetus was doing something that was like self-driven and I guess for me, committed. Mm-hmm. In the past, you know, single parent, I've made a bunch of records, but it was always kind of on the sidelines and maybe tensed down on the list of the things that I was able to do in a day. And so this record, I guess, was the first time that I felt like I could actually put all my energy into something. And because of that, it's got just a focus that maybe my other albums haven't had before. And really, like, I woke up one morning and went, I need to make this record and I want my friend Dave Kahn to produce it, and just kind of started going full force with it. And that really directed the way that I wrote material as well. And I think, like, thematically, it's got that sense of, you know, a line in the sand moment where you make a choice to actually consider yourself and commit to who you are and who you want to be in the world. And maybe the challenges in that process. Most of the songs were written relatively close to recording. There's a couple of older tunes. And while they're sort of all different and complex and everything, I guess that would be a theme running through that.
Yeah. It's certainly, whenever an artist kind of has a self-titled record come out, I think people assume there's a little bit of maybe like identity sort of placing or staking some sort of claim to something, which I think has been really interesting to see with the singles that we've heard from your self-titled record, which is coming out tomorrow. And of course, Don't You Know Who I Am is the most recent one of those. What is this track about, Reb?
songs are never, for me anyway, about one thing, right?
Yeah.
It was inspired by a First Nation Canadian artist called Benjamin Chi-Chi and his story. I actually used his artwork on one of my records, Little Arrows, and I've got a tattoo of on my forearm. And I heard a bit about his story, and it really sparked the song, which kind of grew into something bigger, I guess, that's really about connecting with yourself and who you think you are, or who you think you should be, or who you want to be, and kind of rising up through that and claiming your power back, I guess. So, you know, it's about many things, but it's one of my favorite songs on the record, and definitely performing live, it's my band and I's favorite song to play, and it's just a joy to inhabit, really.
I saw a very cute video on your Instagram, Reb, of you and your band attempting to do a Zoom band practice. How is that going for you? That's one of the many challenges I'm sure lots of musicians are facing.
We still have yet to master that, and we definitely won't. it's hard. It's hard being away from your family, really, because that's what a band is. You know, you spend so much time together and connecting. And I guess as a musician or any creative, it's not just that you're out of pocket. You're in many ways out of purpose, because that connection and coming together and creating new work is what you do, you know. So for all of us, it's been very challenging. And I mean, I guess that's one of the things that makes me feel positive about releasing this record right now, is that we all need a little bit of mental health and well-being support. And if you can find ways of connecting and kind of bringing that into people's lives, and it's, then it helps you find meaning in a time where you, it's, you know, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it's a time as well when people are sort of recognising, I think, those bastions of community that have been so important. I know you've been a big supporter of the Whammy and Wine Cellar Boosted campaign that's rolling at the moment. What do those venues mean to you, Reb?
I mean, they're home, you know, and as an artist, like, you need a place to call home that you can play and grow your audience. But they're also a space as a punter where you go and you connect with your friends and you have a few drinks and you listen to live bands and hear artists and experience and discover artists. And so for me, they're like community spaces run by a few people who do it for the love of it. And we have to value them. And there's just been this kind of conversation around, you know, business and viability, and kind of contrast with, you know, health and safety, and not really any of the grey area in between, which is these cultural and community creative spaces that are just so vital to being human, to connection. And I know, you know, what we've been missing at this time is really that social connection. And to come out of lockdown, to come out of level three and to not have those spaces and places would just be disastrous for all of our health and well-being. But also, you know, I'm like, just released new tour dates for October, November, and all of us musicians are, you know, gearing up and so excited about coming out and working and playing for folks. But if there's no venues for us to go to, what do we do? And I guess that's what spurred me on to kind of doing the campaign and you know, pulling it together, was because there's people like us who want to come and see you, and we might not have anywhere to come and play for you at. So if you love, like, artists like Aldous Harding and Marlon Williams and Nadia Reid and Tiny Ruins, and then you've got artists like Lady Six who rehearse at Whammy, you know, that's the rehearsal space, 660 Drake's project, you know, these are big name artists who need these venues as well for lots of reasons. And so just wanted to start a conversation around that, and you'll see over the, particularly tomorrow, a lot of venues around the country are doing the same thing because they need our support right now. So if you can get behind them, that would be awesome.
Totally. I think that's a really important thing, Reb, and really, really good to see the community coming together around those. Hopefully, and very excitingly, we'll be able to see you in November at the Wine Cellar, and also at the Lee Sawmill, or in the Yacht Club if you're listening in Raglan, and in lots of other places around the country, which is very exciting. Touring your new album, which is out tomorrow. I'm going to play Don't You Know Who I Am now. Reb, thank you so much for chatting to us, and looking forward to hearing the record.
Okay, hey, kakite.
Kakite.
Drunk, clear Indian boy, they said, spouting off his mouth about the great man's dead. What's a little brag between boys in the cell? You never know who's listening at the gates of hell. They're like video stores, press rewind, delete. On those that don't work, that don't fit nice and neat. In the future we say is worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? In certain circles where you can't touch me, I'ma dance around, you know I'm connected to the powers that be. A golly, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in jail, this is a place called hell. Wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night, caught between a gun and a stitched up fight. Brush and birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know who I am? 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 Don't you cry, brother, there's a night.
Don't you cry, sister, he ain't coming back. Caught you trying to make your way to kingdom come. Well, this is my territory. It's God's will to stamp what's mine. It's God's words that bite your tongue and marks me divine. The moment we lay our hands on the world, Jesus figured how we can touch her up. Don't you know? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? No shame, no fear, no highway out here. No shame. If I wanted to, I think I'll make it if I follow through. I used to ask you what I needed best, cause sucker punch, I nearly lost my head. Now I'll mount you like an avalanche. Might as kills as queen for a fighting chance. I'm gonna make you make your mark on my map. Brush the wood, take my word. Don't you know who I am? 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 He woke up in his mother's arms. Dawn already, he had heard the call. Chee-chee, honey, well, it's time to rise. Spread your wings, little goose, and we'll take flight. He flew over the devil of the wasteland. Six string playing on your heartland. Death in your pockets and a bird unsung. This is the star of progress. I set out on an expedition. Hold fire, girl, with your new religion. Keep it simple with your pop-pop songs. God forbid you change the record. I draw lines in symphony, animal savagery, refugee just like me. Don't believe the hype. Out of the wasteland we come. Little girls, little boys, and the nameless ones. Rise up, oh children, won't you dance with me? Up, little children, come and set me free. Rise, little ones, rise. No shame, no fear. Don't you know who I am? 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 Don't you know?
That is the gorgeous latest single from Reb Fountain called Don't You Know Who I Am, and her self-titled album is out tomorrow via Flying Nun. You can pre-order it, I think, through Flying Out's website, and yeah, go support your local record store, I reckon. Go support one of the many awesome record stores we have around New Zealand and order it from them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.